When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My podcast is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You know, it just makes me so happy when I hear people say, hey, I saw you on that Pella commercial on TV. I love that. I love all the people with Pella, and my experience with them, with the work they did on my house, was just top notch. The showroom in Omaha is amazing. The service, the finished product, the people, it was just first class the whole way. Check them out online, PellaOmaha.com. That's PellaOmaha.com. And the Nick Bob Podcast is brought to you by Shoot 360 Lincoln. My brother and I are owners of the world's most advanced basketball training facility right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a membership-based national franchise that uses NBA-level technology that provides real-time feedback after every shooting, passing, and ball handling rep you take inside of our facility. And we got a brand new website that is pretty slick. Check it out. Shoot360Lincoln.com. You can learn more about the facility, the technology, what we offer, the camps, clinics, classes, personal training sessions, and so much more. So check out the website, Shoot360Lincoln.com. That's Shoot360Lincoln.com. Okay, NCAA tournament preview going region by region. And on this pod, we're talking about the East region. It's going to be fascinating to see how this tournament plays out, because obviously if you've been paying attention throughout the regular season, we have had an incredible amount of upsets of top 10 teams losing to unranked teams on the road. It kind of seems like every single night you turn on the TV, there's another court storming and there was another upset. So even though for the most part, UConn, Houston, and Purdue kind of separated themselves over the course of the regular season, I would say that parity really was prevalent from mid-November here the way all through late March, and that remained the case in the conference tournaments as well. We saw a ton of upsets in the conference tournaments with bid thieves all over the place. So will this NCAA tournament be similar to the conference tournaments and the regular season with upsets and craziness and top seeds and top teams going down, or Will the cream rise to the top? Will chalk prevail? It's going to be fascinating to see. So, again, on this pod, we're doing the East region. Couple of things to keep in mind. I always like to mention this before I give all my picks and dive into all this stuff. Since KenPom started, Ken Pomeroy, analytics guru, I saw there was a suggestion, I think it was Matt Norlander and Jay Billis were pushing for Ken Pomeroy to get put in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I'm right there with him. I think Ken Pom and his website is kind of, and his analytics have changed basketball. But since Ken Pom started in 2002, analytics-driven website, every national champion but one has been top 25 in both offensive and defensive efficiency heading into the tournament. Eight teams this year fall under that trend or category. UConn, Houston, Purdue, Auburn, Arizona, North Carolina, Creighton, and Marquette. Based on the trend and history, one of those eight teams, that's your national champ. When you look at the East region, there are two teams that fit that criteria, UConn and Auburn. And this region, in my opinion, is the toughest. UConn, number one overall seed. Iowa State is the two seed. I thought they were maybe going to steal the final number one seed after winning the Big 12 tournament and crushing Houston. Illinois is the three seed. They just won the Big 10 tournament. They're an outstanding team. And then Auburn is the four seed, who just won the SEC tournament. And if you're scratching your head with this, Auburn ranks fourth at KenPom, and they are a four seed in this NCAA tournament. Kind of head-scratching. But this region is loaded. Okay, here we go. Picking every game. East region. Let's do it. One seed UConn, 16 seed Stetson. UConn wins. No Fairleigh Dickinson or UMBC here. UConn wins. 8 seed Florida Atlantic, 9 seed Northwestern. First of all, I thought Florida Atlantic, heading into Selection Sunday, I thought they were closer to being on the bubble than an 8 seed, but I clearly was wrong on that. Kind of have had a disappointing season, given the fact that they returned basically everyone from their Final Four team last year, their Cinderella run. But I think they, when I look at FAU, I think they had to adjust to being every opponent's Super Bowl. And that is a very real thing to have to adjust to. I mean, when you now are the team that just went to the Final Four, Florida Atlantic, and you return everybody, it doesn't matter where you go, you're getting everybody's best shot. You're getting the crowd's best shot. You're getting the coach's best shot. You're getting the player's best shot. You're getting everybody's best shot. I think that's been a big part of maybe why they've struggled a little bit. They ain't sneaking. Florida Atlantic's not sneaking up on anybody on a Tuesday night. When you look at Northwestern, they've gotten hit with the injury bug. I really liked this team when they had Ty Berry, but when Ty Berry got banged up, and he's out now, it kind of puts a ceiling on this team. Boo Booey is a flat-out stud, one of the best point guards in this NCAA tournament. Both teams have NCAA experience from last year. Northwestern won an NCAA tournament game a year ago. And like I said, Florida Atlantic just went to the Final Four. But I think the injury bug with Northwestern finally catches up to the Wildcats, and I think it just puts a limit on Northwestern. I like Florida Atlantic to win. 5 seed San Diego State, 12 seed UAB. UAB was a bead thief. They won the bead thief, excuse me, winning the AAC conference tournament. UAB wasn't great this year in just an okay AAC. San Diego State returns a lot of pieces. Jaden Ledee, Lamont Butler, Darian Trammell, they're all back from their run to the national championship game a year ago. No 12 over a 5 here for me. I will take San Diego State. 4 seed Auburn, 13 seed Yale. Okay, so like we just pointed out a little bit ago, Auburn might be one of the most underseeded teams in this entire tournament. Auburn is 4th at KenPom, and they got a 4 seed. And they just won the SEC tournament as well. So a little bit head-scratching there. But I got to tell you, I had this Yale team on TV at Kansas in late December. And sitting courtside at Allen Fieldhouse and watching Yale go toe-to-toe with the Jayhawks, Yale gave Kansas everything they could handle and then some. Yale led at the half and led by 11 with about 5 minutes left in the first half. Like, they jumped KU. I left really impressed with Yale. Name to remember here, Danny Wolfe. He's a unicorn, guys. 7-footer. He can handle it. He can pass it. He can shoot it. He's a really good player. And he's not one of those 7-footers like, oh, look at him. He can, like, put it on the deck 2 or 3 times and go lay it in. No, I'm talking, like, dude can in and out, crossover, between the legs. Like, dude can handle the ball. They also have experience in the backcourt as well. I'm going to do it. I know I just said that Auburn's one of the most underseeded teams. I just think this Yale team is tough. Give me Yale over Auburn. Upset City, madness already in the East region. Big news, I'm excited to be working with Autograph, co-founded by the GOAT himself, Tom Brady. The Autograph app is where your fandom lives. The app gives diehard fans like you access to all the best college sports content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards like discounted tickets, exclusive merchandise, and more. You can unlock rewards like these just for doing the things you already do as a fan, like listening to this podcast, following news on your team, sharing your favorite content, and more. Download the free Autograph app in the App Store or Google Play Store today and use the referral code BAH, my last name, B-A-H-E. That's referral code BAH, B-A-H-E. See you at the game. 6 seed BYU, 11 seed Duquesne. Okay, I had both these teams. I had BYU last year, and I had Duquesne this year on TV. BYU last year, it's largely the same team, and I thought they were pretty good. They beat Creighton in Las Vegas when Creighton didn't have Kalkbrenner when he was down with mono. I thought they were pretty good. I didn't think they were great. I didn't think, boy, that core, I tell you, look out. When they get into the Big 12 next year, they're gonna kick ass and take names. I thought they were good. I didn't think they were great. The one thing they can do is really shoot the ball. I also had Duquesne on BTN this year at Nebraska in late November. And Duquesne almost beat Nebraska. And I remember taking off my headset after that game. And I was calling the game with one of my best friends and one of my favorite guys on earth, Kevin Kugler. I remember taking off my headset and turning to Kugler and telling him, that's an NCAA tournament team right there. And he nodded in agreement. And while Duquesne had to rally to do it late, they had to win the A-10 tournament to get into the field. This is a dangerous team, man. This is an athletic team. They press. They pressure you. Their guards are a handful. Day-Day Grant is a baller. Jimmy Clark can go. They got the Drame twins. For those that remember St. Peter's Elite Eight run 2 years ago, they had Fusini and Husseini Drame. They have the Drame twins on that St. Peter's team. Those guys are on this team, so they got some NCAA tournament pedigree, and they're just two like junkyard dog tough as nails players. I like this team. I think they pressure the hell out of BYU. I think they defend the three. I got Duquesne beating BYU. 3 seed, Illinois. 14 seed, Morehead State. Illinois has been one of my favorite teams all year. They just won the Big Ten tournament. Illinois rolls Morehead State. 7 seed, Washington State. 10 seed, Drake. I've known Darren DeVries for over 20 years. He was an assistant coach when I played at Creighton. We were then coaches together for a year when I was a GA at Creighton, and then I have been friends with him ever since. He is an amazing coach. He's done a great job at Drake, and then I've obviously known his son, Tucker DeVries, for basically my whole life, and Tucker DeVries, he's an NBA player, man. He's 2-time MVC player of the year, 2-time Missouri Valley Conference Tournament MVP. The guy's a pro. I think this is a bad draw for Washington State. This game is in Omaha. That's a little under 2 hours from Des Moines. There's going to be a lot of Drake fans that make this trip. And both Darren DeVries and Tucker DeVries, they grew up in this arena. Like, they are going to be comfortable in the CHI Health Center. They're going to be comfortable where they're at. I think Tucker DeVries has a big game. I like Drake to win and advance. 2 seed, Iowa State. 15 seed, South Dakota State. Game is in Omaha. Atmosphere will be good. Iowa State fans are great. South Dakota State fans will show up too. I respect Eric Henderson and South Dakota State and what they've done. I think that team is good, but they ain't seen the junkyard dogs that Iowa State has. Cyclones smother South Dakota State, and advance. Okay, second round, East Region. 1 seed, UConn. 2 seed, Florida Atlantic. Sneaky, tough second-round draw for UConn. Number one overall seed. For them to have to see a Final Four team from last year that returns almost everybody, that's pretty tough. But UConn is rolling. Florida Atlantic, they're not stopping them. I got UConn going to the Sweet 16. 5 seed, San Diego State. 13 seed, Yale. I had San Diego State this year at Air Force. And then I've seen them a lot over the course of the last 2 years where they've took on Creighton in the NCAA tournament 2 years ago in Fort Worth. And then obviously they played Creighton a year ago in the Elite Eight. I've seen this team a lot. I don't think this San Diego State team is as good as they've been the last 2 years. I think they can sometimes have a harder time scoring. I think Yale has the toughness and the experience in the backcourt to handle the great defense from San Diego State. I think Danny Wolf is going to be able to drag Jaden Ledee away from the hoop, make plays. I'm going to make a swing here. I got Yale punching through to the Sweet 16. They're going to be my Cinderella here. We're going to be talking about how about Yale punching through. I got Yale going to the Sweet 16. 3 seed Illinois, 11 seed Duquesne. Told you I like Duquesne, but not as much as I like Illinois. Ty Rogers, Terrence Shannon, Marcus Domask. They're going to be able to handle the ball against this pressure. Even Coleman Hawkins can handle it at the five. So you got multiple guys that can handle the ball against this pressure from Duquesne. I like Illinois to roll in the second round and roll into the Sweet 16. 10 seed, Drake. 2 seed, Iowa State. So hear me out. Let me preface everything with I respect the hell out of Iowa State and TJ Otzelberger. What he's done is incredibly impressive. And even though they are really, really good and they've had a really, really good season, The one thing that's different about them when you look at, you know, Marquette or Houston or UConn or North Carolina or Arizona, I don't think they have the elite talent that those other top seed teams have. I think they win and have success by the sum of their parts coming together, coaching, grit, and toughness. Like, that's how they win. The reality is, Drake will have the best player on the floor, and that's Tucker DeVries. Also, Drake has a senior big man, 6'10", 275, Darnell Brody, that can bang and hang inside with Iowa State's physicality. But I think Tucker DeVries has a monster weekend. Keep in mind, Drake, last year in the NCAA tournament, in the first round, Drake had Miami beat in the first round. They led by 8 with 4 minutes left. Looking at KenPom, their win probability was at about 90%. And they just completely fell apart and collapsed and lost. And then Miami, we saw what they did. They go on a run to the Final Four. But I think that shows you, like, Drake's good, dude. Drake is good. I think Drake is locked in and capable. Upset City again. I got chaos in the East region. I got Drake knocking out Iowa State and going to the Sweet 16. Okay. Sweet 16. Number 1 seed, UConn. Number 13 seed, Yale. Full week to prepare with that UConn team. Look out. Yale Cinderella run comes to an end here. I like UConn to win. I know I haven't talked a ton about UConn, but they're just, it's incredible what Danny Hurley has built with that group. I mean, they are, they got that, like, that wind at their back confidence from the run that they had last year. They've always had that competitive mental edge to them, and now they got the confidence and the bravado and the resume to back it up. They are a machine right now. No one beats the crap out of teams quite like UConn does. I know Houston's won a lot of games like UConn, you know, in terms of record, the similar records and all those things, but like UConn just beats the crap out of teams. UConn gets to the Elite Eight. 3 seed Illinois, 10 seed Drake. I think there's a ceiling to the two Cinderella teams I picked here with Yale and Drake to punch through the Sweet 16. I think it's right here. I think Yale, their run comes to an end, and I think Drake's comes to an end here. I love UConn. I love Illinois. And even though Drake will have seen Marcus Domask last year when Domask was at Southern Illinois, obviously Drake and Southern Illinois played each other in the Valley, they're not going to have an answer for Terrence Shannon. I think Shannon has a huge game, and I think Illinois knocks Drake out, and Illinois advances. So regional final, Elite Eight, 1 seed UConn, 3 seed Illinois. What a war of a game. These are two of my favorite teams all year. I hate that they had to be in the same region. If Illinois was anywhere else, if they were in the West, I would totally take them to go to the Final Four. I like them more than I like North Carolina and Arizona, but UConn is just a monster. I've had some people ask, like, do you think they're better than they are last year? I can't get there. I don't think this UConn team is better than they were last year with Sanogo and Hawkins and Andre Jackson. I don't think they're quite as good as they were last year, but, man, they're damn close. This team is deep. They're tough. They're good on defense. And the thing that's amazing about what Danny Hurley does is this team is talented. This team is deep. And he gets them to execute and play unselfishly. Like, they really play with a purpose and with intelligence. Like, they're bringing in 5-star dudes, Stephon Castle and all that stuff, and, like, getting them to, like, dive on the floor, play hard as shit. Like, it's amazing how well-coached that team is. This is not, like, I'll be honest, and this may be a shot at, like, John Calipari. Sometimes Calipari gets talent and rolls the ball out there. Like, just, all right, go be talented. Like, that's not what this UConn team does. Like, they play with purpose. They execute on both ends of the floor. And in this game, I think UConn's going to be able to guard Terrence Shannon and bottle him up. Same thing with Domask. I think Donovan Klingon inside can guard Coleman Hawkins. I like UConn a lot. They got that edge to them, that confidence. I got UConn beating Illinois, and I got the Huskies winning the East Region and going back to the Final Four.
A Herd at Sports Network production.